I don't recognize that at all. What'd you find for me?
That's what election day is all
about. This is Willie Nelson called Vote Him Out.
The biggest gun. All right. Sorry, Willie and I, we just, you know, I'm just not a Willie aficionado, but thank you for that. Election day is tomorrow. Today we'll be stuck in the 70s. Tomorrow on election day, things are going to warm up. Chance of rain in some parts of the state Tuesday and or Wednesday, and then we cool down again for the rest of the week. But it is election day. Some of us have already voted. In fact, I'm going to look and see how many of us have already sent in our absentee ballots at some point here, just to for a humble brag. But it is more important that all the many of you who haven't yet voted go do so tomorrow. And that includes a lot of you who either have never voted in a primary election or have never voted, period. And it is very easy, and we should continue to keep it easy because we don't have a problem with widespread voter fraud in Wisconsin. Our elections are safe and secure and well run by thousands of amazing local clerks and their minions, their helpers, their partners and friends, and your neighbors. And yet there are people who have been working overtime to try to either make things less convenient to vote, or simply have wanted to, you know, to tear down, you know, the apparatus of democracy that we have here. So when I get set to tell you about what you need to vote tomorrow, I'm going to tell you that this comes from the website myvote.wi.gov. Again, myvote.wi.gov. Very easy to see what you need, to see where to vote, to see what's on your ballot. Is it possible to use it illegally to get somebody else's ballot? Well, yeah, like a lot of things. If you purposefully put in bad information, if I put Luke's credit card number in to a web form to buy something, that doesn't mean the website needs to be taken down. It means I've committed a crime. And that is the thing that a right-wing operative in the Racine County area did recently. And said, well, by his being able to get somebody else's ballot through the MyVote website, that must mean we need to tear the website down. No, it means you should be charged with a crime. And yet the sheriff in Racine County, Republican Christopher Schmalling, echoed his comments and said, yeah, that's really why the MyVote website should be taken down, is, you know, because somebody might commit a crime on it. Again, no indication of widespread fraud. We have a sheriff's candidate here in Chippewa County, Dan Marcon, I believe it is, who has also made waves about, you know, ending the MyVote website, rooted in nothing, rooted in conspiracy theories. And by the way, Luke, should we start? I don't know if it's a contest or what we should do. I'm done with conspiracy theorist. That gives people way too much credit. You know, conspiracy theorist is there might be UFOs out there. But if you're claiming the UFOs have landed, but you have no proof, you're no longer a conspiracy theorist. You know, you're a liar. You know, but I feel like we need some, maybe liar isn't the word, but don't you feel like conspiracy theorist is kind of giving somebody too much credit?
Well, because I think it equates all conspiracies as one. And there's some that are, I mean, it's fine to believe that Bigfoot lives out in the Pacific Northwest,
that Elvis is alive or whatever. Right.
Exactly. Those conspiracies are fine because they don't hurt anyone unless you sell all your belongings, buy an RV, and then drive up to the Pacific Northwest looking for Bigfoot. But that only hurts you. If you're out here promoting these lies about election fraud that don't actually exist, it is really upsetting to hear all of it just get bundled up into conspiracy theories. But on another point, is this why I have so many Hawaiian shirts charged to my Amazon account being delivered up to Lake Wissota? Did you use my credit card over the weekend?
I have no comment on that.
Oh, okay.
I'm using my credit card for Duluth Trading Company. I wanted to follow up with Sean on that. You know, we talked about Duluth Trading having, you know, so much money and resources. That is a lot. Most of it is from me. And I wanted to apologize, but also get credit from Duluth Trading, because honest to goodness, 2/3 of my closet is Duluth Trading Company stuff. Because when you find something, you tend to stick with it as long as the quality stays good and things like that. So to the extent that I'm hurting any other business, my apologies. But getting back to the MyVote website, And if you have not voted yet, in a primary election, it is so key because in some cases, the primary not only determines the nominee, like right now, we don't know who the Republican nominee for governor will be, Tim Michels or Rebecca Kleefish, until tomorrow. But in some cases, that primary is the only, there may not be a general election. If there are only Republican candidates for an office or only Democratic candidates, the winner of that primary is going to win in the general, barring some big surprise. So these primary races deserve your attention. They deserve a little bit of thought, and they deserve your going and being a good citizen and casting a ballot. If you need to register to vote for the first time, Wisconsin is one of a minority of states that you can still register on Election Day. I don't know why more states don't do that. Again, we are the only Western developed democracy that has a political class dedicated toward making it harder for people to vote. But, you know, a generation back, they tried making it easier to vote, and that resulted in things like same-day voter registration in Wisconsin, which we still have. What you need for registering is simply, you know, a form of ID and proof of residence, something that proves you live at your current address, which, you know, that could include a driver's license with your address, certain identification cards, but not business cards. The big one, of course, would be a property tax bill, a real estate tax bill, because again, you're paying taxes on that address. It's got your name and address on it. Many times a utility bill is good, so long as it's for a period. It says here no earlier than 90 days before the date of registration. So, you know, grab a utility bill from your drawer in your desk from, you know, 5-6 months ago, and an intake document from, you know, a nursing home or an assisted living facility. These are not hard things to get, and to, you know, to get that proof of residence. It's clear that a lot of people are going to do that for the first time this year. Maybe not tomorrow, but certainly come November. We learned that in Kansas last week, that a lot of people finally reached a point where they said, I'm not sitting on the sidelines anymore. I'm tired of politicians, you know, butting into my life this way or that way. And, you know, you had an overwhelming voter turnout in Kansas. And a lot of people are predicting that, you know, nationwide come November. But first, we have to figure out who is on the November ballot. And that gets us back to the primary. On the Democratic side for U.S. Senate, it appears Mandela Barnes is the presumptive nominee, barring a major surprise in the voting tomorrow. On the Republican side, it's going to be Tim Michels or Rebecca Kleefish. And nobody has shown any polling that shows one of the candidates with a substantive lead. So, you know, we're going to have, it looks like, an old-fashioned nail-biter tomorrow that we will monitor and then talk about on Wednesday. Political analyst Joe Zepecki will help us talk more about political issues and elections when we come back. You're up north.